This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Chiefs of the three armed forces, and several senior officials attended the meeting. Director General Air Operations Air Marshal A.K. Bharti today stressed that India's fight was with terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with Pakistan military. He said it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorists, which compelled Indian armed forces to respond in kind. Briefing media in Delhi on Operation Sindoor, Air Marshal Bharti gave details about how Indian forces minimized damage to both civilian and military infrastructure of the country during Operation Sindoor. He spoke about the layered and integrated air defense systems put in place by Indian armed forces, which includes the assets of Indian Army and Indian Navy, in addition to air defense assets of IAF. DGAO said this robust air defense system comprises of a large variety of multi-layered AD sensors and weapons systems. Air Marshal Bharti informed that numerous waves of drones and unmanned combat aerial vehicles employed by Pakistan were thwarted by the indigenously developed soft and hard kill counter UAS systems and the well-trained Indian Air Force defense personnel. He said India's battle-proven systems stood the test of time. He also highlighted the stellar performance of the indigenous air defense systems like the Akash system, speaking about the results achieved in countering the enemy threat over the last week. Air Marshal Bharti said Pakistan's PL-15 missile of Chinese origin missed target and loiter munitions and unmanned aerial systems were brought down. On India's offensive actions, the DGAO said India targeted the length and breadth of the adversary, citing strikes on Nur Khan Air Base and Ramyar Khan Air Base.
We also reiterated that our fight was with terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with Pakistan military. However, it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorist, which compelled us to respond in kind. Dosto, हमारी लड़ाई आतंकवाद और आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ थी इसलिए 7 मई को हमने केवल आतंकवादी ठिकानों पर ही हमला किया था.
Giving an overview of how air defense systems thwarted enemy drones, fighter aircraft and missiles, which has resulted in minimal losses of Indian side, Director General Military Operations Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai said they were well prepared in advance. He said whenever Pakistani Air Force tried to target Indian airfields and logistic installations during the night of the 9th and 10th May, they were deterred by a multi-layered counter-drone and air defense grid. He emphasized that there was not a chance for Pakistan to be able to penetrate India's air defense. The talks between the Director Generals of Military Operations of India and Pakistan are now expected to take place this evening. Earlier, the talks were scheduled for around 12 noon. DGMO Indian Army Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, while briefing the media on Operation Sindoor yesterday, informed that he is scheduled to talk to his Pakistani counterpart. He said they would discuss the modalities that would enable the longevity of the understanding reached at to cease the hostilities. 32 airports which were temporarily closed for civil aircraft operation have been opened now with the immediate effect following the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Earlier, these 32 airports were closed for civil aircraft operation till the 15th of this month. In a statement, Airports Authority of India has recommended travelers to check flight status directly with airlines and monitor airline websites for regular updates. Indian cricket great Virat Kohli has announced his retirement from Test cricket, bringing down the curtain on a stellar 14-year journey in whites. Widely regarded as one of the modern greats of the game, Virat took to social media to share the news with fans and reflect on his journey in the longest and most traditional format of the sport. His announcement marks the end of an era in Indian Test cricket. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.